Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're already into the third hour. We have the fourth hour coming up, T-minus 60 minutes, with Dar Jamal, who's been in Lebanon, been in Iraq. He can report on what's really happening with the troop pullback by Obama. Basically, it's more shell game, more staged activity. I was just bringing up the flu situation, and I want to get back into that in the next segment when some stations join us so it's congruent with the end of the last hour. Then we'll get into the economy and a lot more, but this swine flu is really shaping up to be bad. Not that it's actually killing anybody or real, but that the forced inoculation, the saying they're going to make school kids take it. KVUE in Austin's reporting the government is calling on thousands of volunteers to test H1N1 flu vaccine. That's all coming up in the next segment. And with us to talk about this and a host of other issues, and to take your calls, is Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Bob, I want to get into flu in the next segment. First off, though, $23.7 trillion. Every two or three months we get new numbers. 10 months in, $23.7 trillion given to offshore banks, and it's all coming to a head as members of Congress and others continue to ask the private Fed chairman, the crook-in-chief Bernanke, where is the money? And he says, I'm not going to tell you nothing. This is really coming to a head. I don't see Obama and his people getting away with this without staging some terror attacks.
Well, I think what's been going on is this for many, many years. And I identified it about 15 years ago. And when Treasury had trouble raising money, miraculously the buying would come out of either London or through the other tax havens, as they're called, like the Cayman Islands. And I believe, and I cannot prove this, that they, the Fed, have maintained secret accounts over there, and they do buying through there, and it shows up like they were hedge funds. And they may be even be doing a private hedge fund to do it as a cover. And they also would transfer funds to London and have it done there because the Middle East, particularly the Arab oil interests, for years have bought lots of treasuries. That was part of the deal that they made years ago.
So they're doing plunge protection team stuff all over the world. They admit in the last 6 months half a trillion alone that they then fractional reserve leverage. But according to you and others, they're not even following fractional now. They're leveraging it with even more paper made-up crap to now Max Kaiser and other economists are saying a quantum level larger or to infinity, and they expect us to pay off the infinity of debt they've made.
That's correct. And they think that everything that belongs to us doesn't. It belongs to them. And I think Americans in particular, and maybe eventually people of the world are going to see that they're going to just arbitrarily take people's wealth away from them. And this is where this whole thing is headed. And the secrecy, sure, Congress is mad about it. You know why? Because they can't hide their money like people from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and the Fed and all the banks. They can't launder
money. Everything's
going
to be fed into Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the Bank of England, with SWAT teams in the military standing by to extract it. Bob, I want to get into this after we cover the flu, but I want to make sure we revisit this in great detail and go over this kleptocracy, this worldwide looting system that is the New World Order. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. It's there on screen for you as we're here live at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I want to finish up with the flu and get your take on that as I recap the latest developments there. This is shaping up really bad, and get your expert analysis on that on the other side. And then we'll open the phones up as well after we cover the economy and the $23.7 trillion stolen. And if they get away with that, why not even more? Sky's the limit.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Successful gold and silver brokers privately, and helped get G. Edward Griffin going with some of his material. Worked, of course, with Gary Allen with that seminal book, I don't know, 4 or 5 million in print of None Dare Call a Conspiracy. Then at one time he had the biggest financial newsletter out there, the International Forecaster. Then he went into retirement. He's come back out of retirement to fight the globalists one more time. And it's always great to have him pop in each and every Friday with us. Your calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour. Josh, Jasper, John, and many others. The toll-free number today to talk about any issue you wish is 1-800-259-9231. All right, let me just recap this and get into the latest developments and get Bob's take on it. And then I want to move on into the banking and the $23.7 trillion that's been stolen and the latest numbers that came out earlier this week. But just recapping to make it very simple. This flu is much ado about nothing. We've had less than 20 deaths in the U.S., a couple hundred worldwide. Regular flu kills 37,000 a year on average, according to the Centers for Disease Control here in the United States. Less than 500,000 worldwide every year. Sounds like a lot, but 500,000 out of 6.5 billion isn't that many. Last number I saw for some of the tropical fevers and diseases are tens of millions a year. So The issue here is, what is all the hype? Why did one baby die who was already on a ventilator and premature in Houston, and did they shut down a bunch of schools? Why? You know, that's why I went on air at the time, and I said, I've got state officials, here's the document, saying we're really at level 5, about to go to level 6, when the news said we were at level 4. People laughed at me. They didn't believe the document with the names of the doctors and the state officials on it. You could call the number and confirm it. 2 months later, it came out, real document, we were at level 6. Like I told you. Now, I said either this is a huge hoax, or they're lying about the severity of it, or they know it's designer and is going to mutate. Within days, we had epidemiologists, virologists on. They said it's not two parts human, one part pig, one part bird, without it being engineered. Like a breed of dog or a breed of cow, you have a lineage. You don't just, from a wolf, get a French bulldog. Or from a wolf, you don't just get a chihuahua. That's breeding. There was no breeding line for this virus. It just came out of nowhere, whole cloth. And then top scientists, months later, were in the BBC and AP going, oh, yeah, I know this virus. We worked on it a few years ago in a laboratory for the UN at the World Health Organization. This is manufactured from the 1918 Spanish flu mixed with new flus. Exactly what we said. We had epidemiologists and virologists on that said it's very similar in its spread and attacking the lungs to the 1918 that the Pentagon had dug up 11 years ago from a whaler area where it's frozen permafrost. And they dug up an obese Inuit woman and some other people and got live virus out of their lungs. They used the Human Genome Project to then remanufacture it and splice it. So that's what these new vaccine lines are, where it doesn't take 6 months, it takes 2 weeks, because they're actually manufacturing it whole. Why then release something that doesn't kill a bunch of people but scares everybody? Because it scared regular virologists and epidemiologists, because when they saw it, they went, my God, this is fast-moving, fast-spreading, totally novel. That's the type that kill large amounts of people. And it's of the same family of flu viruses that did kill 40 million people in 1918 with the Spanish flu. It also broke out on a U.S. military base, just like the 1976 last swine flu that broke out on a military base, killed one person, so they inoculated tens of millions, killing thousands. That's Encyclopedia Britannica, mainstream history. In fact, pull up the 60 Minutes. I won't play the whole thing, but 60 Minutes on swine flu deaths. You just Google it. I want to play a few minutes of that later. But we're about to go to Bob Chapman with his take on this, because then they had to admit it was basically a hoax. And I said, look, either it's a hoax or they're serious, but you got to take them serious. They're eugenicists. They're planning a world population reduction with airborne Ebola spliced with a flu virus. That's what Eric Pianca and others have talked about. Then it came out 2 weeks ago that the White House science czar openly wrote an 1,100-page textbook called Eco-Science with Bush's, one of his top advisors, showing it's bipartisan. Fox News and AP have since picked it up. We scanned the book in, posted it. Others did as well. You've seen it now. Saying world government to carry out forced inoculation, sterilization of the public through the water, through vaccines. I know this sounds crazy. I'm not the one saying it. They're the ones that have been caught doing it. There's the 60 Minutes. Swine flu, 1976. There it is. Later we'll play a minute or two, but I want to go to Bob. The issue is, we hope by exposing it, they backed off. But they're planning something. You have less than 20 deaths in the U.S., less than 200 worldwide, and they're saying it's the most deadly, level 6, forced inoculation. We're going to forcibly inject you. We need volunteers to have it tested so they can say it's safe. We need to get everybody ready for this. Then they admit that the flu vaccine itself could spread it, just like they had to stop the smallpox in 2002 because it was spreading it. Remember that and all the deaths? So that was the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They tried to get police and firemen to drill and be trained to forcibly inoculate. They said no. Remember, all this already happened. So the good news is, we may be able to discredit it and stop it now. And I'm not saying they're going to have forced inoculations. I'm not saying they're going to get away with it. They are saying they're going to do this They're thinking they can hype it and scare people to take the vaccine. This is a group of eugenicists that have been caught adding cancer viruses, sterilization compounds all over the world on record. Inofficial UN, World Bank, IMF documents, State Department Memorandum 200 and others. Why would you trust them to take anything? And the virus has only killed less than 20 people in the U.S. They say 19. So what is going on here? When it, headline, ABC News in Austin, volunteers needed to test H1N1 vaccine. The government is calling on thousands of volunteers to test the H1N1 flu vaccine. The testing will take place at 8 medical centers in the United States, including Baylor Vaccine Research Center in Houston. The test will help students determine which formula works best at what dosage. No one has it. They say 1 million people have been infected with it, but that's like everybody's infected with viruses every day that do nothing. I mean, it's a shot for something that doesn't even kill you or make you sick, and they admit it's already mutated a bunch, so it's not even the right vaccine. Then, U.S. buys 195 million doses of swine flu vaccine. Government hopes to speed development for fall vaccination program. MSNBC. Then I got another one out of Oklahoma newspaper, the Daily Oklahoman, saying they're going to forcibly inject 12,000 public school kids, telling them they have to take it. And Obama says it's 3 shots, 3 different ones. Folks, okay, Bob Chapman's been holding while I was ranting. Bob, this is really starting to take shape in a scary way. What do you see with your background in Army intelligence, counterintelligence? What do you see here or in your economic background? Baxter Pharmaceutical secretly mixing live bird flu, according to London Telegraph. A bunch of people die that take other bird flu vaccine trials. In fact, put that on screen, folks. What is going on here, Bob?
Well, first of all, the flu in 1918 was injected into servicemen who spread it not only in the United States and Europe, and then it became pandemic throughout the world. I don't know what their intentions were at the time. My grandfather died from it, and my father came a whisper away from dying. So the swine flu of 1918, known as the Spanish flu, it had it been that effective on my 6-year-old dad, I wouldn't be here today. This is another experiment, but this time it's bigger. Number one, they're going to make a pile of money for the pharmaceutical companies, the major shareholders of which are foundations and the Illuminati. They want crowd control. They want to be able to herd people around and make them do what they want to do. And you talked about firemen and policemen refusing to do inoculations and things like that because obviously somebody told them where this was all leading to. I think what they're going to do is I think they're going to use the shots to spread the flu. That's what I think, and as you have pointed out so many times, they want to reduce population. Whether it's adults or children, they don't care. They just want to get them out of the way. And so I think those are the salient factors. If you probably noticed, there is a journalist in Austria who filed a suit against Baxter, and then she filed some other suits against the UN and the World Bank and who everybody else is involved in this thing. And Alex, it's a giant scam, but it's going to kill a lot of people because they're going to be the killer, the government.
Well, we forget history, and your grandfather was killed, your dad almost killed. It's on record that they had an inoculation program at 1, and then it came out later, 8 different military bases. The troops all dropped dead. They spread it. It was a bioweapon. Same thing in 76. It broke out at military bases. Then it was the vaccine after. I got 60 Minutes right here. I just put it on screen for people at PrisonPlanet.tv that killed people. And
Alex,
then take Gardasil.
It's a biological MK Ultra.
Well, it is. It's a PSYOP, but you know what's amazing here to me, Bob, is that the Gardasil, 3 years ago, they had the trials, killed masses of young women that took the human papillomavirus shot. The insert for the vaccine, live cancer virus vaccine, admits it doesn't even protect you from it. Thousands of strains, 300-plus active of this human papillomavirus. And then it's killing the girls in mass now. It's like a test. We can give it to you, it kills you, and then we don't even get in trouble.
And get rid of the breeders.
Yeah, they're targeting our little girls. Just like, well, I mean, folks, I just can't handle it anymore. Bob, let's continue along this line, then into the economy. But I hope it made sense for everybody, and I want Bob to comment on this. The flu isn't killing anybody, but they're saying they're getting ready to forcibly inject us. I mean, how obvious is this? And they admit the shot doesn't even protect you from it.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979, $489.50 for a half ounce, or $244.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $979, $489.50, and $244.75.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
subject, but it's so obvious to me and everybody else, but I guess not the general public. The regular flu kills 37,000. When there are normal deaths this winter, if there are a couple thousand deaths, they're going to act like it's the end of the world, forced inoculations. The perfect cover for Obama to get all his police state measures through Congress, his carbon taxes, his new Bank of the World, where this new bank will rule the United States. I mean, they're openly announcing it. Do you see them using this flu or thinking about using it as a cover, as the stage crises they need?
There's a good possibility of that because they could use it as a stepping stone. And that stepping stone is very strong. And I believe that probably the next thing that would happen after that perhaps would be an extension of warfare, perhaps in the Middle East, a situation with the dollar where others don't want to take it because it's fallen, which could bring on a bank holiday. There's a whole combination of things that they're working on here that you and I have to back into, and others like us, because we're not on the inside. We don't know exactly what we're going. We have to look at the history of what they've done and the history of history, and then we have to back into what we think they're going to do. But there's no question. This is part and parcel of something much bigger.
And it's not just us saying this. Michael Savage, Limbaugh, they're all saying Obama may stage a crisis, economic, military, or in the case of Savage, and he's like the third biggest host in the country, he's saying stage a terror attack. If guys at that level have been given the green light to talk about this, that means some major people, even in the system, are concerned about it. I mean, I don't see Obama being able to continue what he's doing without a stage crisis or group of crises, but because we've exposed government stage crises and terror, the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, creating crises and offering the solution, I don't see them getting away with it. But I also don't see them continuing their operation without it. I mean, the Gallup poll is out. Obama is now the lowest, the fastest drop of any president ever, now beating even Jimmy Carter.
Well, and that says a mouthful as well. And that's true. I think the approval rating I last saw at Rasmussen was around a 44, and I haven't seen it in the new polls over the last week. But yes, they're trying to get as much accomplished as quickly as possible because I think that, and you do as well, from the polls, that with, and I said this in January, that Obama would be 40 by September, October in his approval rating.
You did. You're right again, Bob.
He's not going to get anything passed.
You're right again. How did you, at the peak of the Obama worship, know he was going to fall like a shooting star? Because, you know, the bigger the hype, the more the empty promises, the faster it deflates.
Well, the reason I thought so was, and you saw the same thing I did. He is a pupil of Zbigniew Brzezinski. And that's just one faction of, say, two major factions within the Illuminists that run things. And when we saw Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup and all of those companies giving these humongous amounts of money to the Democratic group and as well as Mr. Obama's campaign, we're talking, you know, millions of dollars. We knew then that he was going to be controlled by this group. And being controlled by the group means he's going to do exactly what they tell him to do. I don't think that he has anything to say about anything, much less what, oh, maybe a little bit, but much less than George Bush had. I mean, they just, you look at the teleprompter, and that's it.
Well, Bob, I agree with you, especially when I saw Clinton operative Stephanopoulos a few weeks ago tearing into Axelrod, his counterpart. That was the same position he held, saying, well, Obama lied about not raising taxes. He's raising it on everybody. And Axelrod saying, we never promised to not raise taxes. And then Stephanopoulos playing clips. They're meant now to blame it all on Obama, like he's really the one running the show. Then they'll just give us a new puppet. I mean, this is so predictable. How do we get the public to look past Bush and Obama and these puppets to Paulson and Bernanke and Geithner and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers? Well, that's starting to happen. and we'll talk about that, the economy, where you see all this going, and calls straight ahead. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
We are back live with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Your calls are coming up. We've got Dar Jamal, reporter for Counterpunch and other major publications, who has been inside Iraq and give you the latest developments there. Is it really a troop drawdown or build down, as they Orwellingly call it? But Bob, when you first got on the first 5 minutes, some stations don't carry that, so I wanted to have you start back over with your breakdown of the $23.7 trillion the White House admits has been taken. Congressman, this week in banking hearings, we've posted the clips up on the websites, InfoWars and Prison Planet, have been asking where'd the money go, including a $500 billion to foreign banks at least, and Bernanke won't say where it went. You were explaining this is a purposeful implosion of the economy to feed everything into the system, the carbon tax. We now have the bill passed the House to regulate every facet of life, home inspections. The feds can kick you out of your house. No judge, no jury. Asset forfeiture seizure. Seize any industries they want. It's already happening. bankruptcy laws are being overthrown by the executive by fiat. This really is America-ending, nation-ending type stuff, as Congressman Gohmert said in the last hour. So break down the master plan, what you see the enemy doing from your deep research, and then we're going to go to calls.
Well, it's a full court press is what it is. And they've gone for broke. If you remember during the Second World War, the Japanese-American soldiers, they had a patch, go for broke, and had a pair of dice. But anyway, for those of you too young to remember that, it's a little bit of history.
No, I've seen it in newsreels, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you've been observing. But anyway, this come down, this breakdown of the international financial system has been all planned. And what they're doing right now is stealing. They're stealing money. They're printing it with no collateralization whatsoever, and they're allowing credit, and it's going to banks throughout the world and brokerage houses and, in some instances, insurance companies, so that they'll all stay solvent. Yes, they'll owe loans that they can never pay back, but they'll be solvent. The rest of everything else is going to go down with the exception of gold and silver, and that's why they have continued since 1988 in a big way for the last dozen years to press the prices of gold and silver, because they are the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. And when gold goes up, people think something is wrong, and they're right. Now, it has gone up, but it should be selling gold for anywhere between $2,500 and $3,000 an ounce. But getting back to what they're doing, they are funneling money everywhere. And when Bloomberg demanded, where did $2 trillion grow? Go to, which is inconsequential now in the scheme of things. Federal judge said to the Fed, where did it go? And the Fed says, well, we can't tell you. It's a state secret. That was the beginning of this. Now, I projected at the beginning of the year for the numbers I was seeing and then changed my figures on the way up to $14.8 trillion. And, of course, we saw the $23.7 trillion that was presented to Congress last week. So I underestimated. I was conservative, but that's okay. It's so bad, it's unbelievable. And, you know, who knows what the real numbers are? I mean, they might be $50 trillion or $100 trillion for all we know. All we know is they won't tell us where it's going, and it's being funneled into their supporters, so to speak, the bankers, the Illuminists, the brokerage firms, the insurance companies. They want them to survive in this new world corporatist fascist state. And this is what they're heading for. And I'll tell you something, Alex, referring back to what you said earlier in the program regarding the other host, particularly Savage, the reason they're doing what they're doing is we are forcing them to do it because we are scooping them. We've got the whole thing nailed, and they want part of it for their ratings, and that's why they're doing it.
Absolutely. In fact, do you guys have that Savage clip ready? Let's play this, because this is important, and Limbaugh's been saying similar things. Here it is. Oh, this is classic. The YouTube's not playing. That's fine. We'll get to it later. We have high-quality computers here. Okay, here it is.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth. No, my friends, I am losing a great deal of sleep every night because I do see this happening right before my eyes. Again, I will repeat what I just said. Mark it down. I again tell you that there will be the equivalent of a crisis on the order of the Reichstag fire. I don't know where it will occur. I don't know how it will occur. I don't know what form it will take. But during this crisis that will be triggered by the Democrats around Obama, the gang that surrounds Obama, they will bring up Lincoln. They will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln in other terms during the Civil War, and they will do what Lincoln did, and they will arrest civilians without warrant in the name of saving the economy or saving the government from a right-wing takeover. Mark my words, you could put that down and you can put it in bronze, not on ice. I can guarantee
All right.
you that that...
In fact, guys, minimize that YouTube clip for me so I can see the headline on it for folks out there in radio land driving around their cars who actually want to see it. The name of the video is Drum Roll. Okay. Michael Savage, Reichstag Fire Event Warning, New World Order Manipulation. And so are you saying this because they realize that we're going to end up winning, or why are they suddenly talking like this, Bob?
Well, as I said, we scooped them, and their ratings are dropping. And they don't know what to do other than, so to speak, join us. And that's economic survival on their part. The United States government, you know, in time, they've created their own opposition from time to time. But that's not the case here. I mean, there is an opposition. And so they're not – sometimes they'll create propaganda instruments. This is one of them.
Have you seen the clips of Sean?
The lines of what we're doing. And
yeah, have you seen the clips of
stealing it too?
Have you seen the clips of Sean Hannity, where he says, "Oh yeah, the conspiracy theorists are right. It's a new world order. They want to set up a bank of the world." See, all these years, it was their job to tell conservatives none of this exists. There is no CFR. There is no new world order. I mean, 2 years ago, I'd get emails saying, "You're a nut. There's no plan for a cap and trade tax." And then suddenly Time Magazine, Newsweek, Times of London, hundreds of publications come out and say, Bank of the World is good, New World Order is good, Global Planetary Government is good. So now they can't deny it anymore. They've got to play catch up and come out and say it's all real. I mean, I agree with you. That's what I know is happening.
Well, it is. And I think you're going to see more of it. And this steamroller could run right up against the people who are running things. I've said this on the show before, Alex. I think they're terrified. They never expected to run into this kind of resistance. These programs are reaching all over the world. It's not only America that's being infected with the truth. It's people everywhere. I mean, we get subscribers in Kazakhstan and Hong Kong and Taiwan and Chile and everywhere. We're winning, and they're scared. And believe me, if they march the military out to try to do things to us, the military's not going to follow unlawful orders. They're just not going to do it. And if
unless
they bring in foreign troops, those foreign troops are never going home.
Unless they have drills from Missouri to California, from Texas to New York, which we've confirmed they're having. Mainstream news, the Army has writers writing articles for mainstream news explaining, oh, the militia is going to try to attack and kill the military, so we're doing drills to fight the militia. And, oh, at this drill, we practice militia attacking a security checkpoint, in the hill country of the Ozarks. That's in the news as they role play with local police and citizens that, oh, the Army's here to attack the militia because the militia are terrorists. They're preemptively seeing where the resistance is coming from, and the DHS reports we broke here and the MIAC reports we broke here state the number one threat and what Homeland Security and NORTHCOM is set up for is taking on former military and returning vets. Then we get the New York Times where they're training youth brigades. I mean, you can't make this up, folks. I'm not making it up.
Well, did you know
training to take
issue
on the veterans, training to take on gun owners?
I had a piece in there about a letter to one of my subscribers who sent it in, and I reprinted it, about them going into a VFW post, I think it was in Louisiana, and demanding all the records. This is the Pentagon. And the guy that was running the show there, 86-year-old crusty ex-gunny, says, "You got to be kidding me. You're not going to get them."
Well, yeah, we've confirmed that story.
I'll have them destroyed.
We've confirmed that story. We've confirmed that with the VFW nationally. That's happening nationwide.
Well, you know, it should be a sign to everybody who's got a half a brain out there that you better get the Cosmoline off your AK and AR just to make sure. Because the Army and the Marine Corps, they're going to need us. They don't want to fight us. I mean, they're us. We're Americans, so aren't they? And they are not going to follow unlawful orders. And if they bring in foreign troops to do that, they'll be liquidated. And another thing, too, which I don't know whether the Illuminists have thought about this, but let's say you ship in the whole contingent of military people from Mexico, just as an example. There's 100,000 of them, okay? They all get liquidated. In the same time, the government gets overthrown in Mexico because there's nobody to protect the criminals who are running the country. I mean, you know, if you're going to play chess, you got to think ahead.
Well, that's why they're going to use PSYOPs. That's why they're going to stage attacks on troops, engage in activities like that, so that they can kind of demonize the resistance and sell the military on doing it. I just don't think it's going to work because we've preemptively gone out there and reached out to everybody so they know these type of dirty tricks the establishment plays, Bob.
Absolutely. And don't you guys and ladies out there get sucked into any conflict. You only move when you're shot at. And you can form your own little groups, just, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have cop killers out sniping cops and sniping military when the inner cities are burning down places because the welfare checks didn't come. And they're going to try to sell America on, look, they're burning inner cities. We've got to set up military checkpoints. We've got to do this for your safety to where we beg for it. We've got to see through this as they try it, Bob.
Well, they've done that in Mexico just as an example, especially in the frontier areas. They've got probably 60,000 troops, you know, along the border pursuing criminals and drug cartels. And it's not only there down south in Chiapas and Guerrero and over in some of the other places where there's activities of that kind. They're using that as an excuse. And there's a lot of cities in that country where you see military vehicles parading up the street all the time. And they even knock on doors and say, we want to search your house. And there's nothing you can do about it. They just go ahead and do it. And that's conditioning.
No one can say that we're not in interesting times, Bob.
Well, that's for sure. And but, you know, if we can keep on pumping the true word to the people, they'll understand and they won't get sucked in by this. And when things get dreadful, they won't make stupid mistakes which would cause harm to them, their families, and others. And we gotta back the military and they've gotta back us. And
well,
it's the same thing with law enforcement. I mean,
well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You don't want to go home and you know, find out that somebody found out you were in law enforcement and that they shot somebody because you were told they were terrorists, and so somebody went to your house and wiped your whole family out. And you know, law enforcement, there's not that many of them. They don't have any protection. They really don't. And so before they federalize, I'll tell you.
Well, they know that. They know the American people decide to fight against them. They're dead meat. And so that's why, look, we have foreign banks openly raping, openly stealing everything, openly butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, openly involved in treason. This isn't rocket science. We're on the side of good. The globalists are bad. They're illegitimate. They're criminal. And finally, we are beginning to win. People are talking about the private Federal Reserve. They're talking about the New World Order. The New World Order, I really believe, has overreached, and we have to get past this loser attitude of it's all a foregone conclusion, and it's the end of the world because the government paid for it, churches say so, 501c3, Rockefeller Foundation, World Council of Churches. We have to decide we could beat these people. We have to decide we could stand up and say no. But they have this Borg-like resistance is futile, you will be assimilated, mind trick they've gotten so many people into where the general public sees themselves as cowardly jellyfish and don't realize how dynamic and free and human they are, and that we're alive right now, and it's our destiny to be part of history bringing down the New World Order. Regardless, they're coming down on us. We might as well give them one hell of a fight.
And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're trying to get other people to do. Don't let them beat you. You know, it's all a matter of courage and understanding who the enemy is and what they're trying to do. You know, I'm 73 years old. Everybody else my age is either dying or sitting in a rocking chair. I mean, I do this because I know what these people are up to. And it's extremely important you mentally and intellectually arm yourself, as well as do the other things that you know you're supposed to do by having listened to this program.
Well, they tell people, be young, party, don't get involved. And when you get older, they say, retire. This is all about your time. And they go home and die. But there were people 87 years old pulling triggers and killing redcoats in the Revolutionary War, Bob. You're standing up and living like a man, like you're supposed to. When they told you to go sit in a chair and die, you didn't do it. It's unbelievable. We'll take a few calls for Bob Chapman on the other side of this quick break on the economy. Stay with us.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on.
They're
you believe they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last week,
yeah.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for
That's
years.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And, you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah.
And the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus package.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control.
All right, we're going to have this segment and one more with your phone calls for Bob Chapman on the economy. I should have just had him on today about what's happening in the economy, but we got off into some other issues that are very important. Before we go to your calls, Josh, Jasper, John, and Nicolette, I should have time for at least those four. I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that's made today's show possible, Diginet.net. Diginet.net. They have a whole line of very inexpensive but high-quality hidden cameras, like a little pen that can record up to 2 hours of video and audio on it. Great to clandestinely film these corrupt government people or police or whoever needs to be surveilled to protect yourself. They have an in-car system of hidden cameras that goes to a different digital card, records hours. Very affordable, very inexpensive. Check them out at diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-net, diginet.net. Or give them a call, 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681, diginet.net. Just fabulous, super high-quality equipment, very, very easy to use. Everybody should have at least the pin system, and it plugs right into your USB port. Bob, let's go to calls. Josh in Canada. Josh, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hello, sirs. Thank you for your courageous work that you guys do, and everyone really appreciates it. Two quick questions with regards to the economy. Yesterday, the governor of the Bank of Canada declared the recession over here in Canada, despite the neocons putting us $50 billion into deficit, and we don't know who owns that debt or how it will be paid back.
Well, they declared 3 years ago that we weren't in a recession when Bob and others were saying we officially were. Now they've told us over and over again the recession's over when we're really in a depression. What's your question?
The question was he's saying that there will be an eventual return to historically higher interest rate levels, despite the fact that in 1938 our national bank was nationalized to get away from the international bankers, but in 1974 we joined the G7, and that took the World Bank and IMF and the Federal Reserve then took control of.
Yeah, you're totally run by the bankers, just like we are. I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, when we look at the economic numbers, unemployment skyrocketing, joblessness, construction, manufacturing's all down, 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 and they're now telling us that we're going to have a jobless recovery. What type of Orwellian term is that?
Exactly that, Orwellian, and it's going on in Canada and every place else. And, of course, they fudge their figures just like everybody else does. And so it's going to continue to deteriorate, and they're going to continue to lie about having recovery. I mean, you're seeing corporate earnings that are better than what was anticipated. That's because they're laying everybody off.
Absolutely. They're using this to vertically integrate, to radically consolidate, and to give huge promises to themselves. Plus, they're flush with tens of trillions in bailout money they leveraged. And that's why Ben Bernanke yesterday in testimony was saying inflation is going to hit. And so that'll be another tax on us. Back in 70 seconds with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.